conversation, never on the block.
Leave me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Welcome to Open Bar Podcast with a conversation that on the rocks with a straight up no chaser. I'm your boy C4.
And I'm your favorite bartender, Champagne from the Wit Bar.
Big dog Champagne back, man.
Well,
today we got another special guest in the building. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, I'm Chanita.
Chanita.
Yes.
Chanita Verlette, that's me.
Chanita Verlette?
Mm-hmm.
Verlette.
Yes.
V-E-E.
Upscale name.
V-A.
V-R-L-E-T-T-E.
Ooh, I love Verlette. That.
Like valet, but Verlette.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you say that?
Was that bad?
You should have said like vivacious.
Vivacious.
He's like voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
You'll say valet.
Verlette?
Yeah, that's how I got Verlette.
Okay.
Okay, but I do have one, though.
Go ahead.
Boulette, which is a sauce. It's a mother sauce.
Boulette.
Culinary skills kicking in.
What kind of sauce?
Veloute. Veloute. That's how you say it. Veloute.
What kind of sauce is it?
It is a riff off of a supreme. No, veloute is the mother sauce, and I think it turns into a cream sauce. Butter and milk. Butter and milk.
Chopped it with the school and got her little.
What
got
I was doing?
Green together, god dang.
Now, I have
but
more
tell
things.
People, what you do?
So, what?
This is yours.
Right here? Okay.
Yeah.
So, like I said, my name is Chanita Verlette. My passion is brightening people's smiles. I am a certified dental assistant, teeth whitening technician, also an actress. I do have a strong foundation, my family, you know, military background, and then a church upbringing. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Bright teeth.
Yeah.
Bright smiles.
All day.
What made you get into, like, teeth whitening or oral care?
I've been working in dentistry for the past 8 years.
Okay.
So I've been a dental assistant, chairside, and I was working in Chicago, and they put me in an office where I just did teeth whitening all day.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, my God, I can do this all day. So I went and got recertified, and now I've been in business for 4 years.
And that was like a choice or just like a position you ended up in that you loved?
Yeah, a position I ended up in that I ended up loving, and I ended up getting recertified in that area, and I've just been doing that ever since.
So you can work in oral care and just specify on one thing?
Correct.
Okay, because you know I'll be on TikTok.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And maybe having all the certified dentist people that don't be having no certifications.
And that's the thing. When I was working at a dental office, I found out people don't have to be certified in order to be a dental assistant. But it's okay, because
really?
When you are certified, you get paid more.
I was about to say, it looks better.
Exactly.
It's like being a home health aide versus a CNA.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Or a cook versus a chef.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I got my paper
versus a bartender.
My paper. A mixologist
so
versus
cool.
a bartender.
Right.
No.
You got all the stuff.
I would say a drink pourer.
Drink pourer.
Drink pourer. Because the mixologist still got to, like, know that shit.
Right. You got to know what spices and to not put with spices and lemons and all that
it's,
other good
it's
stuff.
It's crazy that you use the word spices. What spices?
You know what I mean? Like, the tahines and all that other stuff for the rims and which goes where.
Where you work at? You don't work there. In the freaking morning.
Hey.
The spicy.
You see what side of the bar I'm on.
Period.
So.
I guess yeah. Big Papa. You on the side where
like
the bill.
That's why I like mine straight. Slide the bill, huh? Dang.
That's exciting. So are you originally from California?
No, I'm not. I was born in Florida, but raised in Jersey.
Okay.
My father,
Big Jersey. Yeah. Ooh, what part? I'm a world traveler. Okay, Camden.
Yes.
Okay, Camden. And you'll be accidentally claiming Philly?
Sometimes.
Okay. Because I know.
She be calling me and she be like, fly, Eagles, fly. And I'm like, get off my phone, Ma.
My brother's an Eagle fan.
Yeah.
I've been to battle rap events in Camden, and one of my favorite battle rappers is from New Jersey.
Really?
Who that is?
Twerk.
Twerk.
Are you crazy?
I don't know who that is.
Big Jers. Love Twerk. Shout out to Twerk.
Okay.
And the only other part of over there that I'm familiar with is Trenton. Mm-hmm. That's the ghetto, mm-hmm. right? I'd be making a note to know where all the hoods is. And somebody try to trick me into going there and try to tell me it's cool. Like, motherfucker, I literally Googled hoods of... And now I know it. That's all I need to know, who hood is there or nothing. If the internet thinks this is a ghetto place, it's going to tell me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. When did you come to California?
It'll be 3 years in January.
Oh, so you're brand new.
I just moved from Chicago, though.
Okay.
I was in Chicago for 3 years, so.
So you left Florida mm-hmm. and went to where?
So my father was in the Navy, so we live all up and down the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. So you really like a Army baby.
I am.
That's so exciting. Yeah. How is that? Is it really like mentally stressful to just be picking up
your
moving?
It wasn't a kid, you know, like getting accustomed, trying to make friends and stuff like that. But that's why I have one good best friend.
She said I've been figuring it out. Yeah. I'll just be what?
Fourth grade, I met her, and we've been friends ever since. So.
That's tough. Mm-hmm. That's tough. Does she live out here now?
No. She's in Texas, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, so you'll be in Texas soon.
I already lived in Texas.
Oh.
You don't like it?
You said being there.
I loved it. It was so big, but just not big enough for me. That's how I felt.
A lot of people are moving from here to go to Texas. And stuff.
Yeah, that's why I said, if you wouldn't have lived there, that's why I'm like, oh, you'll be there next.
Yeah. No, I know where I'm going next.
Where are you going?
You really want to know?
Alaska. I know you're going to say something
Alaska?
To piss me off.
No, I'll say Wyoming. No, absolutely not.
Say Montana.
I'll be in Tennessee, mostly.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
You're a girly after my own heart. Girl, you literally made one of the few places in the world that I would encourage you to move to.
I've been there so many times.
I love everything about Tennessee. I love the countryness. I love the little cityness. Yeah. I just like the whole thing. My dad lives in Tennessee.
Oh, really? Where? Mm-hmm.
Are you very, very familiar with Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay, my dad lives in... He doesn't live in Murfreesboro. He doesn't live in Lawrenceburg. Mm-hmm. He doesn't live in Pulaski. Summertown. He lives in Summertown. So... Mm-hmm. Summertown is another small town next to Pulaski. Little history lesson. Mm-hmm. Pulaski invented the KKK.
Really?
So what exactly is going on in the town right next door? Same fucking thing. Hella crazy, hella racist. And it's a dry town, which is what ran me out of Tennessee. So I'm like,
it's super dry.
Picking and choosing every Friday what I'm going to do if I'm going to drive to Walmart to buy tissue or Lawrenceburg to get liquor.
Is it far?
Yes, this is like Walmart is 45 minutes this way, and the nearest liquor store is 45 minutes that way. You just cannot do
that. I wonder which one you choose.
What? I got to know the people at the gas station.
No,
because, can I have some paper towels? My daddy knows everybody else. I liked it. The only thing I couldn't get with was I'm definitely a city girl. Right. So what I went out there to do, I wasn't able to do it because they don't have as many resources as California. Mm-hmm. So going somewhere with a plan, but like you can't take your California plan nowhere. Like you need to develop a plan for them. So it was just, I couldn't get around. I couldn't do what I wanted to do. Everything closed early. Everything ain't open on this day. It was just too much. But I always said if I was to move out of California again, I would move to like Memphis.
I'll see
probably you. Not Nashville though, because I just love the hood.
Murfreesboro
or Lawrenceburg, like those little cities that are like going up towards Kentucky and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't like leave myself in the forest of Tennessee again. Mm-hmm. Nashville is nice too.
You going out there for business purposes? Like you moving up, well, like moving everything?
Because my business, like, I do services, but I'm e-commerce as well.
Okay.
So
you have, like, a teeth whitening kit and stuff?
I do.
That's so cute.
Yes. I actually brought him something, so we'll open it up.
Can she set my TV yellow?
A little bit.
Let's talk about this little box right here on me.
I can fix it.
I'm going to tell you, though, friend, every dentist I go to, they be like, babe, I think it's hereditary.
So what they do, they whiten it,
but like in
yellow?
No, it don't stay still yellow. It'll be white for like 2 months, okay. And it'll just gradually start, the color will start going back.
You gotta be consistent.
So, but I was using like all of those, so you're a oil genius. Mm-hmm. See what I did there?
Genius.
She put some what do you think about the mobile whitening overtake of the world? I own the V05, I own the his smile. I own all the Too Faces because I'm right. definitely a big mouth girly, mouth always open, always smiling, always talking. So I do be trying to have like a nice little mouth campaign going on, you know? Mm-hmm. And like that's like one of them things that I don't want to become a girl that holds my lip over my teeth to hide it.
Right.
So I bought all these different mobile things. I feel like they don't work.
So
I feel like I'm just sitting there with a blue light in my mouth and can't talk.
Right. Or the blue light.
You know how they put the
thing in there.
I feel like they never work. I feel like I'm doing them wrong or something.
So are you doing them consistently? Because every day I'm whitening. It's,
for real?
It's in my toothpaste. My toothbrushes are charcoal. My teeth whitening pens, they're not only hydrogen peroxide, but they are PAP Plus, which is a new teeth.
And is that cool with the enamel?
Enamel friendly. You know
then that's
mean?
Another reason why I'm not consistent mm-hmm. because I've heard so many trauma stories
yes.
of these BS whitening systems right. eating up the enamel and creating sensitivity.
That's an excuse for everybody. That's
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
It is. Because I sat in my own chair.
That's why I'm asking you because yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, moving like, forward, I'm about to go back skills. Home and use all this stuff.
It was amazing.
For real.
I'm addicted to whitening. I really am. That's why I was like, let me create.
Let me see you smile again. Where's the camera? I got you one white shirt too, yeah, so it's like hella complimenting. Yeah, it's like very, very complimenting.
Yes, thank you.
That's nice. That's so cool.
Yeah. I'm going to be here more often, so.
I could tell. Yeah. You was talking to everybody.
I was. I'm going to ruin my life.
Friday,
you ready? You ready?
Hey, I ain't going to lie. Do it. Don't become friends with me, girl. I really will be calling you like, girl, what you doing today? You want to come do teeth whitening at this park?
I'm like, girl,
I got an extra canopy for you. You're going to be like, C4, why your homegirl Champagne be calling you to all kind of random stuff? She had me whitening teeth in a back alley in the city. Like, shit.
I'm going to be right there.
Oh, myself. I be like, girl, they put up a team by 20, like 10 years, like outside-ish. Like, I do a lot of business stuff.
Oh,
so.
Man.
That's super exciting.
I would love that.
Thank you. I'm looking for that.
She'd definitely be everywhere.
Yeah. Can you do the, I know I'm really taking over from you today, huh?
You good.
Because I'm so interested in
I try to make sure
that I don't learn enough about the guests before they come on, so that way I can have genuine questions.
Yeah,
you know,
because
if I looked you up before right. I met you, girl, I literally would have nosedived so far in your business, I would already know the answer to every question. You'd be like, damn, this girl know a lot about me. I'd be like, well, yeah, I follow you on Facebook. Like, yeah, you don't know, that's me. Both of the pages is me. You'd be looking like,
no, it was messing me up. Like, she be knowing a lot. She know a lot. She like at the source.
I watched a couple videos. I'm very impressed with her.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
She been around the world. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. So, in your journey, do you do like the gyms and stuff?
I do.
We were just talking about
that's
that.
That's so fire.
LJ.
Are you going to get into grills?
I am. I'm already doing impressions just by industry.
Wait, like grills?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I was thinking about doing some of this. I'm on TikTok every day trying to sell me the dream. Now I'm buying from you.
Yeah.
I'm buying from you.
I
have a grill. Sweet, so that's so
cool. Oh, yeah. I got I mean, I got a gold one. But
you do? You got bottoms?
Yeah, I got a bottom. I don't want no top. I just like the bottom part.
What you got,
fame? I want a full mouth.
Nah, just regular little gold.
I want a full mouth of slugs. Like,
it's all gold. Like, I mean,
I want slugs.
30 minutes.
You're going to be irritated because you're going to look at the infection and be like, is this how your teeth are made?
Is it
like, let me see the inside.
Are you biting?
When they do... Sometimes when they do the grills, they can make it to where the front face is like
correct. It depends on the impression. Okay, yeah. That's why you gotta know what you're doing when you take the mold.
Okay, all right, yeah.
It won't fit at all.
That's okay. So
you start doing mobile grills, they can be like, man, what the hell?
That's a nice name, mobile grills.
I'm the web bar.
I like
in the dictionary, web bar literally means mobile bar.
Really? I gotta get you an IG movie.
Please.
Okay.
I like that. So you do all the teeth things.
Yeah, I love teeth.
How did you get a passion for teeth?
You know what? Growing up, I was in a dental office all the time. Like, my father, he had jacked up teeth, so I did too. So I had ortho, which is braces, for 4 years, 6th to 10th grade. So I was in and out.
Oh, that's like prolific time.
So I was like, kind of forced, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm so tired of going to get these elastics, you know?
Do you wear, like, retainers and stuff now?
I haven't worn retainers in forever. My teeth never moved back, ever.
That's
I wore
so
for the first
fire.
Year and a half, and then after that, I didn't have to use them anymore. So hygiene is really important to me. I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
And especially because you went through that, so you kind of understand it. So.
Yeah. I'm teaching my family. They calling me like... They call me the dentist. I'm like, I'm not a dentist.
Girl, that was you. I was say, you know your family think you the dentist.
I know. They be saving me under Nita Dennis. I'm like,
it's
not.
I'm not even Nita Dennis. I'm somebody's daughter that's related to you. That's so cool, though, because I think that that dental health and dental hygiene, just oral care, period, are one of those things that, like, we don't get in depth about. Yes. And when I had to get a wisdom tooth pulled and I had COVID at the same time, I learned so much stuff about the dentist.
This is recent.
Yeah. Wow. I went to Texas.
Right.
Was getting it popping at Turkey Leg Cut, and they drinks is too damn sweet. Gave me an entire damn toothache.
A root canal.
Literally left Texas miserable, like, oh yeah, I'll probably never come back. It only take one place one time to do me up.
Y'all done
messed up. I decided all of Texas give toothaches. They like, I'm like, because that's all I got a toothache. They like, toothache, when you go back, I don't know, but I don't like toothache. I don't like toothache, so yeah, that's why I go to Vegas. It's hot. I don't care if you tell me to go in December, it's probably hot. I don't want to go. Exactly, it's still hot. So, what do you not like about doing oral care?
Man, Sam got the quiz.
I hate, because I did every single specialty you think of. I'm expanded functions.
What is that?
That means like every single part of dentistry you can think of, I've worked in.
So you do like root canals?
Yeah, I like root canals though.
Are you licensed for all that?
Yeah.
Oh,
expanded
shit.
Functions.
That's crazy. Yes.
I don't like implants.
So you are a dentist.
I literally just
say what is the difference? So what is the difference? They went to school for 6 years.
Right. They got residency. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They actually went to school longer than me. But guess what? When we in the office and we're chairs,
they don't be knowing shit.
All they do is hold their hand out, and I'm just handing them all the instruments that they need. So I know the whole entire procedure. Everything they need to do. So. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You got it down pat.
You've done like all the things.
Yeah.
So like dental surgery. Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite.
What you said, you don't like.
I love oral surgery.
For real?
I love like, yeah.
That's real crazy.
Yes.
But I would like you to give me a specific tool.
For what?
I want that little jack that going in my
mouth. You know you can't get no jack.
I want that little I have no need for it, but if you get me with it, I will find things. No, we can play like fun drinking games with it. Like, spell your name with crank on two. Two
jacks. That's the
jack. The jack.
Is that what it's called?
Nah.
I'm sure it's not.
I'm sitting here like the judge.
But they also let her know that I was a bad kid in the dentist, and they always had to pop my mouth open.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, girl, you just doing all kind of shit. You closing it, you wishing your tongue around. Like, yeah, we got something for you.
Man, I never got ready to get to the dentist.
Down.
I just got,
They did it up every time. That's why I hate the dentist now. Mm-hmm. I love the dentist because they're the only person that can make my headaches go away.
Facts. I love
cleaning. Because tooth care is so crazy.
I used to be
what is the most insane? Oh my goodness. We about to mock.
I don't like
one thing for sure. If you think I'm talking about you, change channel right now.
Yeah.
Girl, what do you be saying when them people with that crazy plaque buildup come in your chair?
God.
Do you talk to them about it?
Of course I do.
I hope you do.
What I'm glad you're here.
Ooh.
Okay, and what took you so long?
No, you should ask them. Like,
yeah, what took you so long?
Like, why? What happened? Because in jail you get dental. On the streets, you get dental. Like,
I know
how do people be getting all them?
I'm gonna tell you what it is.
I really want you to tell me because I have a couple of people that I love genuinely, but I can't take them out in public because it's like,
you talking about
is that?
No.
Oh, shit.
You never seen it? That whole teeth will be outlined in plaque. It's mind boggling because, like, how long does that?
Yeah.
How long do that take to happen?
So, you're supposed to get your teeth clean at least, like, 2 to 3 times a year.
Hmm.
So, when you're not getting your teeth clean, you're constantly getting plaque built
so up. So, something deep in the brush, you got to go get them.
You can't brush that off. You got to go get a deep.
Oh, I don't got them.
So, you got to go get that shit kicked off. Like,
hygienist.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If people don't like it, they're scared, you know? Like, I have kids that have root canals, crowns. Like, they don't want me to touch them. I used to do pedo all day, children, pediatrics. Children don't want me to touch them. So they're automatically going to grow up and just have bad hygiene and not want to brush their teeth.
That is like some of the most diabolically confusing stuff that I ever see on grown people. Because I just be like, I can understand when you're a child and your mama keep giving you soft nipple bottles and now your teeth are fucked up. I can understand that. Both of y'all are ignorant. But you, Bonnie has taught you better than that. Bonnie definitely told you to brush your fucking teeth twice a day, if not three times. Like, what are you doing? Like, most of us at least get one toothbrush session in. Like, at least one. Dang. What are these people doing that get this crazy level of plaque? It is driving me crazy.
What would you recommend for somebody? Like, what kind of toothbrush would you recommend for somebody who got that? Just to try to, like...
I don't recommend toothbrush. I recommend a hygienist.
You have exceeded
periodontal disease, all right?
That is crazy.
Yeah, and that's when you pass the hygienist. You got to see a whole nother specialist for that. So make sure you get your teeth clean, all right?
That is crazy.
And I love getting my teeth clean. I do.
I do, actually. After I went through my whole wisdom tooth thing, I actually fuck with the dentist now. I love when she called me like, are you going to come get a cleaning? I'll be like, girl, no. But come back next week. Come back next week. I might have time. It's just that I just significantly don't be having time. But
well,
I actually prefer.
Time. What do you mean? That's the one person you make time
for. I'm going to go. But
I don't care.
I'm the kind of person that I'll literally be like, okay, what you got tomorrow? What's your very last appointment? She'll be like, 5 o'clock. I'll be like, I swear to God, I'm going to be there. At 5:15, she will literally be calling me like, girl, I'm about to go to my car.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I swear to God, on my life, I'm parking right now. You want Starbucks? It kills me so much. Like, girl, I thought you were parking. I'm going through the drive-thru, y'all, on the other side of the parking lot. Like, I had to be up the Starbucks drive-thru to get to here. Like,
might as well grab this for you.
Yeah. I just would, but I got to a cool little dental office.
That's awesome.
So do you have private clients?
For teeth whitening?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. I'm mobile, so.
So you basically, it's a business now. It's just straight it's you.
Do you have a subscription service?
I do.
Oh, yeah, you about to
I really
eat.
Like you.
I like you.
I like her.
Yeah.
I so like every, anybody
every
that has,
month,
like.
They get a subscription box of all the oral beauty needs, just so you don't have to go to the store and get it. I can just give it for you.
Yeah, okay, sign me up. Make sure I do my subscription today, because that's my goal for 2025.
Yay, I got a new subscriber.
Yeah, shout out to me. And y'all be talking shit too, because every time I go to somebody else, I'm be like, you don't have a dental subscription? I'm making seem like and people so sad. Like
what?
I already know how I'm gonna do it too.
That's the bougie mode.
And I'm gonna come back out like, babe,
with two words,
who's your dental subscription? Who's your dental subscription?
You
They gonna be like, dental subscription? You have a dental?
What?
Nothing.
2024.
You're poor.
You really exactly nothing. Then when they come back to me later, like, what you said about a dental subscription? I'm be like,
right.
I already sent you a link. I just click on
the card.
She just give you the whole rundown for the commercial.
Yeah, because you know me. I like just tell you, I never have time for nothing. So I be wanting everything to come to me. Yes. Like, how can it be at my door so I can be more proactive? I could be like, okay, I gotta do my dental hygiene because I keep on paying for this shit every month. Exactly. You know, it's like
Christmas.
It's like
every
Apple Music. You gotta listen to something. You gonna give them $10, ain't you?
I'm gonna cut off you from listening to nothing. YouTube. Anytime, YouTube. So how long have you been in business now? Like your own business?
It was 4 years. So I launched on my birthday.
Okay.
So August 27th, 2020. During the pandemic.
I know it.
So you a Virgo?
I am a Virgo.
Clearly. You knew
that. You knew
she was a Virgo when she said that. You knew when she was saying yes to every single one of my goals. Plotted.
That's
it.
Wow.
What else are we going to do? I'm a Virgo.
Yay.
You're a Virgo.
He's a Virgo.
I'm right at home.
Our other producer is a Virgo.
Really?
Okay. This is Virgo Rand. Okay, hey, Sam.
That's crazy.
Virgo power. So
it.
That's why me coming in here tired with low energy. Brush your hair and, you know, turn it up like nothing ever happened.
So 4 years.
Yes.
That's dope. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
So how many subscribers do you have?
To be honest, I just started a subscription.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so I have one right now.
Okay.
I got two now.
Yeah, two now. You
know? Yeah, because I'm not going to be done before I leave here.
Period.
That's dope.
So.
And what do you offer, like, as far as what your business, what do you offer?
As far as my services?
Yeah.
So, I do teeth whitening services. I do 30-minute increments, or I do 60 minutes. 30 minutes is $199, and an hour is $299. And then I also... And then I also offer tooth gym services.
Okay.
So, Swarovski.
So, the little the diamonds on the teeth.
Yes. And then we're going to start grills soon. We're going to start doing it.
A lot of people who got those say that they come off. How do y'all get that stuff to stay on like that?
This is what I recommend. Every time I do someone's tooth gyms, I recommend they get a whitening before.
Because
that way, removing all that film, whatever little mini plaque you got on there that I can remove. So the tooth is like dry.
Mm-hmm.
So when the adhesive is on there, it stays on there longer.
Okay.
So.
How long is it supposed to last?
It's supposed to last until you go get it removed.
Oh, shit.
And you got to go to the dental office and get it removed. So,
I ain't had that experience yet.
Yeah.
Every tooth gym I have, I'm sure it came out in the wash.
In the wash?
The digestion pool.
And they haven't had a clean in like 3 years. So I see that a lot. And that drives me crazy. I'm like, oh my God.
Do you have
it? Absolutely not.
No, you don't.
No.
Why would you recommend it there?
Because people like it. I like to make people smile. That's what they want. I'm going to give it to them.
Okay.
That's just not your particular thing.
It's not my thing. I have braces for 4 years. I don't
want you like, you want nothing on my teeth.
I just want the whiteness. That's all I want. So.
That's dope.
Yeah, I'm located. I used to do teeth whitening in Koreatown, but now I'm in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
As I told
you. Oh, you have an office? Or?
So I'm upstairs in a real estate
in
office.
In a suite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm working upstairs. I got the whole upstairs. I do my services, and I'm mobile in Beverly Hills, too. So
okay.
You'll see me walking down the street with my little light and my bed. Just rolling.
Really?
Yes.
You have a little wagon?
No, my mom about to get one for me.
Girl, we was on I'll Amazon. Get a wagon in my truck. You can have it. I'll buy me a new one.
Look at God.
I give away wagons all the time because I believe in the girlies with the wagon. Like, girl, you got to be like.
I'm on Amazon. My mom was like, you need one of these. I'm like, I do.
It's Beverly and what? Exactly.
I'm off Cannon. Cannon.
Yeah. Camden?
Cannon.
Cannon.
Cannon Road.
Where is that close to? Because I'm off Beverly and La Cienega.
Do you know where Castillo is?
No. I'm off Beverly and La Cienega.
Los Angeles. I'm trying to give you another landmark. Wally's. You know where Wally's is at?
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm right next door to Wally's.
Remember earlier when y'all was talking about the locale?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of us, we could be a lot of places and still don't even
know Beverly Hills, we already be there. Like, I don't
That's what I'm saying. Like, you like, remember how you just name dropped Beverly Hills? I'm Beverly
That's
why I made that comment, because I'm like, a lot of us, we literally just be going to places and don't even be looking across the street.
Yeah, I'm up and down all the
time. Beverly Center.
I'm a block away from Rodale, so.
Oh, you that way?
Yeah, so I'm always, I'm there all the time.
Okay, so you're on, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Getting on everybody's nerves. I be in jewelry stores in the back, whitening their teeth. Like, it's fun, yeah.
Oh, you on some hustle shit.
Oh, I really dope, like you. You.
I'm like, hey. Like, who's this little girl?
She.
I came to clean your mouth.
I know.
So where do you think that you got your, I was caught this word last year and I love it.
What?
Where do you think you got your tenacity?
To be honest, I think I got it from my grandfather.
Hmm.
Both of them are entrepreneurs. And ever since then, nobody else has owned a business.
For real? What kind of businesses did they have?
So my mom's side, he did like cleaning, like floors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad's side, he owned a barbershop, a store, candy store. Like he owned a whole lot.
He was trying to figure out the niche.
He was like, I got everything you need. Except teeth whitening, you know, that's where I come in.
Do you have any other, like, dental hygienists in your family at
no,
all?
No, I'm the only one that's in dental.
Hmm.
That's so cool.
Yes. And I'm in school right now, so I actually graduate next week.
Dope.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Been a long time coming.
Thank you so
much. It actually went by kind of fast. I'm not even going to hold you. I got my associates, and I'm applied science. And then I'm going right back into school and get my bachelor's in healthcare.
Hmm.
So I just
he was all around.
Yeah.
That's so
you
crazy.
Sound like a Virgo. That's crazy.
Definitely. I can see you with one of those little buses that come to the elementary school.
Yeah.
Like, it's teeth day. All the kids have to come learn about their teeth because we don't see that no more either.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't see a lot of...
I did that for school. Yes, when I was becoming a DA, a dental assistant, we had to go to, like, a little elementary school. And the typodont is, like, a little mouth model. And we used to go in there and teach them about their teeth, how to brush, how to floss. It was so cute.
You gotta bring that back. You gotta bring that a part of your California entourage. We love California is big on education and like bringing awareness and stuff. So it wouldn't be hard.
Yeah.
Like, and then you already got the gift, the gab. Obviously, yeah. I can see you now walking right up in the school. Like, hey, you guys.
Where my squirrel?
I want to start a career day, and I want to be the star of the show. I want no other careers here but mine. You know?
Right.
Where do I park?
I know, right?
Could you put my name here?
Right, on the board.
Do you guys have an extra office space?
Right.
See where I can set up? So I was going to set up in the parking lot, but I feel like I got something better.
No, this is cool right here.
We're right.
Type shit.
I love that.
That's so dope. I think that's so cool.
About to graduate.
Yeah.
You can take a shot to that for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely shot.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment.
Congratulations shot?
Yeah.
This is kind of a welcoming shot. Okay. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll get into that congratulatory shot too. You ready?
Come on, bring that back. I'm not above you. I'm below you. I'm right with you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Still tequila.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I thought it was going to become like
something new.
Pineapple juice or something. I don't know. Ooh, hit the back.
What's this for?
Yeah, we love.
This is going to be a cocktail I created with our new sponsors.
Which is who? Oh, Razi.
Mm-hmm.
Razi. How do you say it? Tell me how to say it.
Razilio. Razi. It's hard to pronounce it for right now.
Because he didn't have like
three. Got the razzle-dazzle.
Razia.
Oh, do they? That's the name of it. So it's completely made with a rice wine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So... I created this cocktail.
Maximilian agave.
Maximiliana.
Okay.
So I created this a cocktail with a lemon flavor of this. And I splashed it with a shadow tequila, which is another one of our new sponsors, mm-hmm. Black owned tequila. And layered it with, what else did I have? I have some mango mix, obviously. Let's go tropical anytime we can because it's cold as hell outside. And yeah, I just created like a little mango margarita. I just wanted to highlight because they have this lime flavor. Right. I wanted to see what it was gonna do. Was it gonna give mango margarita? Mm. Was it gonna give too sweet? It's actually pretty fresh. Yeah.
Can we do another cheers? No. This tastes good.
What you gonna do this one?
Yes. What's this for?
Cheers to the Virgos.
Yeah, I love it.
When all this feels, call the Virgo.
Yes.
That part.
Mm. Thank you. That's good.
Okay. That's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I like y'all. La Sierra, artisanal, Jovan. You better call this one by his whole name. Because you don't even hear him get the house, the lights on. Come on. Okay, I like that.
It is good, though.
Yeah,
okay, there's your big one.
Yeah, Ivan.
Shout out to Ivan. I love you, Ivan. I'll be making sure I carry you.
We'll get it together. This is new. You didn't even know we had it.
I didn't even know we had this. So, but I like when I get here and we have like new stuff to try. I'm like, I'm super excited to try it. Speaking of alcohol, how does alcohol affect our dental health?
Oh, my God. Ooh, good question.
I always asking the questions I don't even need to know the answer to.
Alcohol affect you? Well, first of all, your breath. All right.
My breath.
First of all, it's attacking on halitosis. Have you ever? This is like almost off topic, but have you ever been talking to somebody and like noticed how white their tongue was and like lost entire topic and had to start asking them about their
eyeballing their tongue and stuff?
We ended the conversation. There's no inquiring because I know how that got there.
You gonna do that because you like into it, so you definitely gonna be watching people mouth.
I'm looking at
automatically.
Teeth
rip. For real.
Yeah,
so and you're judging.
Yeah, of course. That's what she do.
I'm a Virgo.
That's
She's looking at me.
I actually like her. Because, girl, don't be telling our business. We're judging everybody. Literally. And we're judging ourselves for judging you. So we're all even. Because I really feel bad for thinking about you like this to myself.
We thought about that.
He thought about it. And then we was like, girl, they can't hear you in your head.
Yeah, you were
proceeding to talk shit about
y'all it. Doing too much with the verbals, man. They were like, that's crazy.
But that's funny.
And I know
why do they hate us?
I don't know.
They hate us.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Therefore.
I know.
Y'all got
shout out to
y'all the like pin drop sound in the studio. I love it. Too deep in if I go talk, the whole studio be looking like, next subject.
Next subject. Because they ain't us, that's it.
So, have you ever dated a client?
Ooh, you getting deep.
Because I want to know how crazy her dental hygiene genetics
like,
go.
Like, have I had a client come in?
And he was like, his teeth so beautiful. Because I know you judge everybody you date by their teeth, too. No. Nobody ever came through with the teeth that you was like, where have these goddamn pearly whites been?
No. Because they don't need me.
You don't need me. I don't like niggas that are on the mic.
I like mine. If you don't need me, I don't need you.
I don't need you.
I like to see somebody who might need an extraction.
Right. So, yeah, there you go.
Hey, oh, yeah, Virgos are fixers.
Yeah.
So y'all need like projects. That's crazy.
Seven.
That is ridiculous. Right on.
So despicable.
That is.
It's almost it's traumatizing to other people.
Yeah.
But you have to tolerate it, and for us to be so aware
so
that it has to be tolerated.
Yeah, that's
what
I'd be like, nah.
Hey, that's wild.
Dude, come here.
Like pop quiz.
Open your mouth.
Tom the charcoal.
Okay, you need me. Here's my number. That's crazy.
William of Oz looking at his medicine cabinet. You would think I was looking for crazy pills the whole time. I'm saying he got this natural charcoal. Whole time, I'm trying to figure out why he's
dragging.
Like, oh, you're a crazy. Yeah, I don't even know if I'm crazy.
What? Wait, Chef Bang, where are you going? Where are you going?
Not a that's so funny. Oh, my
God. Oh, man. A custard.
Fred, don't be calling your best friend. Girl, hey. I don't even know what this old Colgate ass motherfucker.
Hey, I ain't never going to forget that one.
I never in my life looking up with no cold gay ass motherfucker. You know who I am? Natural charcoal.
Not a crazy.
You know, you ever talk about something, you often tie it in to like everything.
My God.
So it's just so fucking hilarious. I'm going to be on the phone.
Not a crazy. A crazy.
A crazy is crazy.
Oh my God. What do you come up with this shit?
I have to not think. Like, don't think anything witty, Chevy. Don't
think it. I'm really crying, though. What the hell?
Dark.
I can't believe you said that, though.
Crazy. Insane.
That's diabolical right there.
It's crazy. And now, well, I don't use crazy. I use Hello and Tom's. What do you think?
Never.
Okay, now let's get into my dental cabinet.
That's
while I'm crazy. Judging y'all, I'm going to judge me, too. We already talked about it. So I use Hello.
Okay, hello.
And I use Tom's.
I use Tom's.
And if I ain't got no money, I do got an emergency little thing of charcoal powder and baking soda.
Oh,
ready to get it cracking. Yeah, because I am very big on brush my teeth. I grew up with one of them mamas that, oh, baby, she will turn you right around.
Go brush your teeth.
Yes, you walk up to my mama talking, she'll be like, you know, show mine. Go brush your teeth. Go brush your teeth. Just immediately. You could be in public. You could be... You can literally be about to go up there and do your inauguration speech.
No.
She will be like, you lost your mind? Go brush your teeth. She'll go. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Or she'll start looking at her like.
She looking for toothbrush.
She don't want for anything.
I'm
going to give you a napkin. She will give you a napkin like go in there and wipe your tongue. She will tell you.
Oh, she will.
Yeah, probably when she watched this episode, she'll be like, what's up with your homegirl that do this?
I'll be there.
My mom is how I know about dental. Is like, that's how we got big on dental.
I'll be trying to confuse. That's why I said I had a question. Like, with you know, they got all of the soft, the mid, the hard. Like, what's the best toothbrush for your mouth?
Soft.
Really? Soft?
You're supposed to be using softs.
Soft?
Yeah.
S-O-F-T?
Correct.
Okay.
What kind of toothbrush you use?
I think it's a medium, but then I got this other toothbrush that came with my oil pulling and stuff. It's like
Guru-Nanda.
Crazy. It's crazy soft.
Guru-Nanda.
Like, yeah.
Love the
toothbrush that came with that.
Oil if pulling. Your teeth aren't prosthetic, soft.
Really?
Yeah, if you got... If you,
when
if
I say I will literally be walking medium, around the whole store...
You got a brush, you know, more firmer, you know? They're not real.
Okay.
So...
No, I literally be walking around the store like, girl, I've been standing here for 10 minutes. Where's the firm brushes?
Right.
Like, I'm talking... scorch bite. Like...
She like, what the fuck?
I said, yes!
No!
I feel like my teeth do not... I heard this before that I need to use a soft toothbrush.
Yes.
And I feel like the brush is just sliding across my teeth.
It's,
like,
it's
no. But I smoke weed, so we need to pick everything.
It's
she
supposed
said we need to pick everything up.
No, because I, you know, I'm a, so like, I'm a pothead.
You know, people brush after all their meals.
Mm-hmm, brush after I smoke. Yeah, I keep a little toothbrush in my car that I don't even use nothing on it. I just hit it with the water, like to get that first little layer off. Because this goes back to this plaque thing.
Wow.
I know dang on well people be looking in a mirror and then they just be like. Because I do it all the time. I don't know if other people do that because I'm kind of weird.
This show got me like...
But I literally be like... if I look in the mirror and my gums look a little bit ashy, I'd be like... Disgusting. Like, that is a whole level of plaque up there. Like, and then I have lips. So I got to be, like, cautious about building up plaque under my lip.
No, that's a slab of chicken right there just sitting.
Nah.
Listen, it be...
Nah, no, son, don't be disrespectful
that. It be making me feel insane. It be making me feel so crazy when I catch people with, like, anything going on inside their mouth that they don't know what's going on. Because have you ever had a piece of... food in your teeth?
Yeah, I do right now.
It could be so, when you get it out, it's going to be like, it's going to be thread big. Like, it's going to be like this. And you felt it this whole time. And you felt it, like as if it was making it hard to talk.
Yeah, that drives me crazy.
Right? And then you look at it and you be like,
I keep flossing my back.
Yeah, I'm like,
okay, let's talk about floss.
Yes.
String floss or
Adley?
Yes. So, string floss, that's OG. They use that in the office because they do, like, the little pulling side-to-side method. But I use the one that has the handle.
The
one.
Yeah.
And it has the pick on
kind
the
of
side.
Like dudes.
Yeah. So okay, so those are safe.
In there.
Correct. Those
okay.
are my
I heard somewhere those wasn't safe.
Because they're probably using it wrong.
They probably are.
So, how effective is oil pulling then?
It's good.
That was an
It's like, it's,
yeah, it's not only good
do you
for
know that company that we mentioned?
Yes.
Because, you know, they're all over TikTok with that old white lady swearing to God we need to buy it.
No.
I got the same brush, the tongue scraper. I got all the shit.
Yeah, I got the tongue scraper and all that.
Okay, so oil pulling is a real thing.
It's good. Because it's not only good for your gum health, too.
Okay, yeah. I'm on point then.
Are you using it?
I use it and I use a mouthwash.
It looks good, yeah.
Oh, I'm good?
Yeah,
oh, shit, I thought something was
weird. You just gotta get your teeth white by me and then
you'd be better.
She's just trying to sell me right now.
I'm just being honest.
You're
sold. How much do you charge for teeth?
$1.99 for the first 30 minutes, $2.99.
Oh, you got
the
price.
Tell them.
She just said the price, man.
I wasn't.
Obviously.
I was over here trying to see what's in my teeth. Like, shit.
I'm a
so
I'm
salt
shopper.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with the salt.
It's supposed to be gentle. It's supposed to be, you know, supposed to be therapy.
Okay, now what type of toothpaste do you recommend outside of my two fave loves?
I mean, I'm pretty much open.
Just don't be a crush head.
Just not a crush head. Not a crush head. Oh, I got a good, I got a real good question. This is going to go viral. What is going on with fluoride? Is it really giving us brain cancer?
Ooh.
Okay, so the thing about fluoride is you're supposed to get fluoride, but you're not supposed to use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like when you go to the dental office and you get your teeth clean, they're supposed to put it on there because like replenish all the minerals back on your teeth from what we stripped off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why they recommend not to use it every day. You know what I mean?
But toothpastes so that like, have fluoride in them, those are not everyday toothpastes.
Well, they are. People just want to use fluoride. You know what I mean?
Which is so crazy.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever worked in a dollar store, and the tube itself said fluoride. And I was like,
that's the name of the
They can put that big, yeah. And I was like, they can put that big? Like,
yeah.
Like, that's a carcinogen.
They didn't get their teeth white and well clean in like 3 years. So they just like, let me go ahead and get that fluoride real quick.
That is sickening.
It's like a backup. Yeah.
Not a backup. Not you got a backup to avoid the dentist. I'm avoiding the dentist because I'm busy. If I'm going to your house and you got fluoride spiked up on your teeth, talk about, I'm doing me an emergency. I'm going to dial 911. There are about to be several other emergencies right there. There are about to be several other emergencies.
The charcoal. Okay, so look, the charcoal.
I love charcoal.
I'm trying to get all of every. Because I'm
like, I'm asking all the questions. Because when I leave today, I'm going to change my life.
Right.
I'm going to be a new bitch tomorrow.
Charcoal with the soft toothbrush and vam it.
I have my own charcoal toothbrush.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Are they soft?
Yes, they are.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
She recommends
DuPont bristles, soft.
Ooh.
They're interchangeable heads. So instead of you throwing the toothbrush out, you just buy a new head for it.
Okay, let's get into that. Is it true that we should be changing our toothbrush every 3 months?
It is 3 to 4 months. I'm always
That's a long time, though, don't you think?
Not really.
Well,
3 to 4 months.
You know, I don't put you on that shoe, but how often do you change your toothbrush?
Often.
A lot, huh?
Yeah.
Me too, actually.
That's like, I change my toothbrush like I change my dry towel sometimes.
All my toothbrushes will get turned into an edges brush in 1 second. If I can't find a toothbrush to do my edges, oh yeah, baby, that toothbrush from this morning, that's the edges toothbrush. We'll buy another one for it tomorrow.
Dude.
Right, so, let me get out of town and I forgot to pack an edges toothbrush. I'm about to brush my teeth with this right now, and then we're about to do these edges with it right after. We'll make our way.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers 3 unique and mouth-watering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Fuck, that shit ain't that dirty. It's a little edge grease.
Oh my God, I'm gonna hit it around in the car. Let me see if there's any extra residue.
So weak. You need extra
tuber's
heads. Got it.
Yeah, I need extra
tuber's heads. The pack already.
No, bro. You know what, though? I don't need extra because when I get your tuber's, I'll be then elevated to the luxury side of tuber. We use soft tuber's. We live in our soft era where our soft tuber's. But you know the downside? You can't do your edges with no soft tuber's. That, which is, you know what, that's the sick and twisted thing about me. That's probably how I ended up with using firm toothbrushes. I probably was like, let me get one that's going to be good for my edges.
Right.
That's
so good.
That's my fucking double U.
Just because I need to use it for my edges.
Dude.
Okay, so for the guys and the girlies who don't have, who haven't gotten their oral care subscription yet, so they don't know all the things to have, what would you suggest for them to start building a good hygiene habits?
What I see that a lot of people lack of is, you know, not just the brushing, but I see people don't floss in general. You know, they think the toothbrush is doing all the work, and it's like, no, like, the floss is...
I almost want you to do a floss example on the camera.
I can't.
I almost want you to.
Yeah, I'll probably do that.
Only because I actually just barely learned how to floss last year.
People don't know how to floss. People don't know how to brush.
Don't you just...
No. Just the way you just said it, no. Now you just...
Now we see why you mention toothbrushes like that.
Now we see why you oil pulling.
you do an extra touch because you didn't do the right way.
Now we see why y'all open. Yeah. Okay, all right, cool. Fucked up. They just jumped.
Once again, like, Artie, like this shit.
Now we see
why. They'll got your back. Yeah. They'll got your back.
So you said something about mineral water or sparkling waters.
I don't like them.
Why you don't like them?
I'm just not. It's like an acquired taste, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like sushi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or a medium steak.
How you like your steaks?
I get it medium well.
Me too. I like that. Not too red.
You don't like that.
Like medium well.
People, you know, that I always don't like people that tell me they don't like medium well steak. I say, let me order you a steak, and then when they
medium well plus medium.
Just get medium well plus.
Who likes the meat red like that?
Don't want well done, but you also don't want any blood to come out of there. It and stab it.
Right.
That's like
they just throw it on the skillet, flip it, and then throw it on the plate.
Right. Why would you do that? You might as well go kill somebody eat them.
Salt.
Right. No, not promoting that. You know. I'm not telling you go.
Kill We just saying.
Yeah. Maybe. Who does that? Why do they say that? Why do we about to get into this? That's nasty.
Oh God!
Like, why would you eat your meat red? Like, bleeding still.
It's like asking Chick-fil-A why their logo is a cow.
Protein.
No.
Somebody got to eat the beef, eventually.
No, that motherfucker better be cooked there. Shit.
You just better make sure it's a good piece of meat. Because if it's a quality, yeah. like if it's a prime cut of meat,
yeah,
it really won't bother you that much.
Yeah.
I be really watching people eat steak and they just chew it, and then they just like napkin it out. And I'm like, what was the point of that? And they're like I don't really like the rawness. I like the flavor. And now that is what bothers me. Because like, you just want to suck the blood out of it. Like, that's so weird.
Who does that? Weird.
People, I guess.
I dated somebody for a long time.
And he did that?
Did he chew tobacco?
No, I don't know who taught him that, but he would always.
That's like some kids.
No, he would always order. Rare to medium steaks, and then he would never ever eat them all. I swear to God, y'all, he would cut the steak. He would start chewing it. Then he'd be like, "This is some good ass steak."
It is.
He's so sick. Just like
yeah, that. He didn't get put in jail. He wasted. That nigga tripping.
He's a heathen.
We gotta figure that out. I don't know. I want to know why they say, oh, that's the best way to make. I mean, eat your steak.
Well, because I feel like the more you cook it, the less tender it is, and the less flavor that you get from it. Because a lot of times when you make a steak, you usually want to like flavor it.
Your bag. You right in your bag. I just noticed what was going on.
You see,
in your bag. Yeah.
You see,
that's a real question, though. I really be trying to figure out why people do that.
I think it all comes down to people who are big on meat eating. Like, you got to be a big meat eater to want to enjoy a steak at that.
I wanted to say something so bad, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to leave it alone.
Just say pause. And then pause.
I'm down doing.
I only stop eating well because people laugh at me.
Why? I like my meat charred. Pause.
Anyway.
Nah.
Two times in my life, I have allowed my audience to influence me long term. It was the iPhone. I got punked into getting the iPhone, and I just had to have an iPhone ever since because I wanted to be in a group chat with some girls that I thought were cool.
Now you're punking up.
And I had to get an iPhone to be in a group chat because the Android can fucking up the group chat.
They were like, "It must just green."
Or they be like, Champagne, don't say nothing because it's going to everybody's, like, just read everybody's, then we're going to get
You can't even get in our group chat.
Yeah, like, just read it. Don't. Like, they used to tell me, like, only respond to, like, one particular person. They'll be like, and Whoopi will go text you. So that way, like, it wouldn't be inside the group chat. It would be so annoying. And the steak was because when I was waitressing, I worked in fine dining. And when I say it's bad enough, I'm from Compton, I'm a little ghetto, people would just swear to God I was going to order a well-done steak. So I had to start beating their ass to the punch. Like, no, bitch, medium well. Fuck, I don't eat well-done steak. Whole time I'm thinking to myself, this shit is about to kill me to make up. So over time, I became to enjoy it, but I actually originally only was not ordering well-done steaks because it was like, don't fucking play me like I'm no well-done steak eating bitch. That's crazy. I be eating medium well. Whole time, man, I had to be added up that point. I literally got, like, basically, like, bullied into it. Or bullied out of it. I got bullied out of well-done steak. Yeah, like, I can't get them to work. I don't want everybody laughing at me at the table. And I want somebody to be like, you got to get a well-done, huh?
Nah.
I look dead at you and be like, ew.
Not knowing that that's what you want.
No, man, I got to get a steak. Or I just won't get a steak. If other people at the table order a steak and they start that rare shit, I ain't even order a steak. Because what's the point? Now I'm battling with carnivores. Like, yeah, I'm having salmon.
They going to eat me next, them.
One temperature tribe, like, oh, you know.
I like mine's blackened.
Hold on. Do you have a favorite cut?
Steak sauce or no steak sauce?
Ooh.
No, it gotta be no steak sauce.
Okay.
What? You gotta make if it ain't.
No. Come on. Let's take this shot right now because now I gotta talk to you. Now you're playing games.
I don't do steak sauce.
This is our celebratory shot for our babe.
Steak sauce.
Cheers to egg.
That steak ain't good.
Now back
that steak ain't good if you got to put sauce on it.
You don't put steak sauce on those steaks.
It's not good.
But the steak is well done. Where are you putting on it? Ketchup? Oh, the steak dry.
Have you been to steak?
You playing with me right now. Because first you told me you're going to order a dry steak, and then you told me you're not going to re-moisten the steak.
No. So if you get it medium well, because we get into a steak talk. But if you get... You get medium well, and the steak is good. Like, I get always get, like, bone-in ribeye. Like, bone-in ribeye, but they got to be...
So you really don't do well done. You do medium well.
No, I do medium well. I don't never
I thought you were serious when you was, like, charred.
No, you can char it without having to make it.
You talking about, like a hot sear.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. Boom. Whatever the terminology is, I don't know.
I don't know either.
When you go to Steak 48, I get a bone-in aged ribeye with medium well. Fire. No steak sauce because it's already...
That's why I'm saying medium well is juicy.
It's seasoned well, and in the age of the whatever the how they did it when they based it with the it's already fire.
Have you been to Louis V's? Is it called Eddie V's?
They got the seafood tower.
No, I was talking about their age steak selections because you know me, I'm spending some money, especially if it's somebody else's money. So of course I was like, what's in those cages? those are our 12-day age, 12-week, 12-month. I was like, run me to 12-month. Without the dude, like, you had that before? I was like, duh. That's my favorite answer. You will never catch a first time with me. Done everything already. Show you something. But when I got that aged ass steak, I was like, damn, this is good.
Fire.
I'm so glad I ain't paying this bill because it's aged. And I want another. Like, this is
crazy.
Are you a filet mignon person?
Filet mignon. No.
No.
No. I want my bone in ribeye. I go ribeye.
I like a porterhouse.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Porterhouse is a ribeye with, you know how when you get your T-bone steak and it's the bone and then all the meat is right here? There's like meat on the other part of the bone.
You know what I hate?
The porterhouse has the meat on both sides of the bone.
You know what I hate? I hate Wagyu.
Why?
Let's talk about it.
That shit greasy as hell.
It is. You know why?
Because of the
mostly fat.
Yeah, it's mostly fat.
So it's supposed to like melt in your mouth.
That's out.
But 9 times out of 10, they said that like a gang of people out here got fake Wagyu.
Yeah, they do.
Like, that's sick. How are you making a fake meat cuts? Yeah. They're pumping it with like more marbling.
I'm good. I don't want none of that.
I like Wagyu if I'm buying. I like any kind of meat. I don't got to buy it. I'm a carnivore. I just told somebody, like, how, because a couple of years ago I went on a health kick and I had got off of meat.
Right. Yeah, man.
And I don't know how I got back on meat. And now I'm like on meat again. Like, literally in my sleep last night, I was thinking about this roast beef sandwich that's in my freezer. And I was just
eating
up
all that meat.
And making it. Like,
why?
You had dreams about it.
Yeah,
I wasn't even asleep. I was already laying in my bed wide awake. Like, I should just eat the roast beef sandwich right now. Then I won't be hungry in the morning. And then I'm thinking to myself, like,
you're still starving
in the morning. You're going to eat a whole house. Have that ever happened to you? Ate too late and woke up like extremely more hungry than you
would. No, I have nightmares when I eat meat late.
For real?
Yes.
I want them. How you?
What?
I want them. I want the poltergeist to come out.
Oh, yeah, good.
You know, my whole life is at nighttime. So I be trying so hard to like stop eating at 8. But then I'll be at, like, one of my 48 jobs, and it'll be 9:30, and I'll be thinking about how I haven't ate nothing since lunch at 1.
Nah, she's the real Jamaican.
I do got to eat.
I hear it.
Yeah. I do got to eat.
Teach you how to run your job.
Yeah, I'm going to be with her.
Yeah, she might
be in the alleyway.
We work here.
Nah, it sounds like you got a real strive to you, like, to walk up and down and do all that, like, do self-promoting and stuff like that. That's dope. Like, how do you, who help you? You do all your marketing, you do everything. That's dope.
Do you be answering emails saying we and us and they? I love that.
Yeah.
I love the sole price priority price propriety business.
You need it all.
When people take me about web inquiries, I text them back and I be like, hey, you reached the web bar booking inquiry. please leave your details, and I'll put like all these details, and I'll be like, Marissa, you should get a response in 24 hours. The funny thing is, it's not even
automated. In like 10 minutes. Like, I got
what? It's not even automated. I literally go and copy and paste it from my notes.
I love it.
Because it's like a little place marker so I can make sure I come back to
them.
Like, I'm going to transfer you to management.
Oh, no. Well, people trying to be funnier than me on funny much. I always hit them with the customer service. I like that. Because my phone number is on my IG page. So if you're really that thirsty and you hesitating on if it's a business, you really can just text me straight through. Do not text me straight through, y'all. My block list is
giving the whole game out right now.
My block list is crazy. But it's funny because some people text me straight through. Some people take me straight through, like, Ayo Champ, blocked. Who the fuck are you talking to? This is Red Bar customer service. How you texting Ayo? This is a Red Bar customer service.
They don't want nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo.
You've been living in them requests, and you just in there, lost in the dark, trying to figure out how to get out. You thought you found the tunnel, and now look at you. You done slipped slower into the slope. You never get out.
Basically, she's saying she got bad customer service skills, because that's crazy.
I have great customer service.
You just
don't. The instructions are
like block.
No, the instructions are, if you have booking inquiries, you text Web Bar Inquiry or Web Bar to this number. You don't text this number and say, hey,
you gotta
champ.
Say, you gotta use the phone. What's the password, Nick?
People don't read.
I immediately assume you figured out that this is not like an automated number, and you think you got my number, and you don't. You don't got my number. Or sometimes I'll hit you, I'll actually show you this one off the show. Somebody hit me up and was asking me a gang of stuff. It was like, hey, champ, you got a plug on bottles, and this person number is stored in my phone right there. You don't respond and say, hey, you reached an unmonitored line for Red Bar booking. Please refrain from conversations outside of Red Bar booking. And if you need to personally contact anyone at the Red Bar, please use other resources.
Are you using chat?
And then I put a little line.
I'm
literally typing it to somebody. I'm looking dead at their name. And literally sending them a you text the wrong number in the most customer service-y way message. Like, what are you doing? Why y'all not respecting my business?
That's too much energy.
Exactly.
I'm appalled, bro.
I like the AI.
You have it all streamlined?
Yeah. That's all. AI.
What program do you use? Use Make?
I use a chat.
Mini chat?
No, chat.
GG. Oh, no.
No, do you have it like streamlined? No, so you respond to them, but you go to ChatGPT to create it and then you paste it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a way you can have it to where it automatically.
Yeah, I need to give it to you. Yeah. I was going to do a company called Mini Chat, does it, which, like, if y'all see people on TikTok who be like, drop the word party in my comments and I'll send you that ring to my Amazon. Yeah.
Automatically.
I want that. But why is they trying to charge me $40 for that? Boy, please.
It's they got it on Instagram, too.
Is it free?
I don't know how it works.
Okay, I'm not paying for
it. I know somebody did that to me, and I was like, how the fuck did he do that? And then I started doing my research, like, oh.
Yeah, I've been looking into it, but.
It got to be connected to your software, though, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
It's a way to.
You basically pre-add the prompts. Oh. So, like, if somebody was to text me the word booking, then
it automatically responds.
Yeah, then it automatically responds. I have that one in IG.
So they type in booking comments, it automatically regenerates and it DM the person.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And it answers like questions. Mm-hmm. It'll do like all my thumb work for me.
Really?
Yeah. So it's one man band for sure.
Right up my alley.
That's for the
yeah.
For the us, the solo us's and we's that's of the
world. That's how I sold my last two packs.
So it really is we. We.
Text we.
We.
I'm a team's gonna team with me, rat, all that.
That might work. I'll be getting all kind of automated. I'll be so into like the automation stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'll be all into it. I'll type in that word even if I'm never gonna buy that product. I just want to see. First of all, I'm so nosy. I want to see what service you're using for your AI. And so now I want it to come to me so I can further click on it just so I can mind your business. Like, okay.
So you can figure it out for you.
She's paying $28 a month for that. That's a good service. It's a good service. Like, XXX right up out of it. I don't want that shit from your Amazon. I just want to see what the competitive prices were for the AI part of the service, which has nothing to do with what you said.
What other AIs you use for your business?
Mm, I'm I'm just doing chat right now.
ChatGPT?
Yeah.
I love ChatGPT.
That's my shit.
Oh, have y'all ever outsmarted ChatGPT?
Hell no.
Oh, my goodness, I have. I asked ChatGPT something. I was like, it was a question that was like, if it's
this is
52 geeks. Days in a if it's 52 weeks in a year, geeks. and I need to make, I was basically trying to figure out like some money. So it's like it's 52 weeks in a whole year, and I was like, I need to make $46,000 in 1 year, but I need to be off work for 3 months out of the year. A question like that, and I swear to God on my life, ChatGPT said.
Dot, dot, dot.
Wait, 1 year is 54 weeks. I said, before I can finish typing, I literally typed this. ChatGPT, are you telling me that 54 weeks are one year? This, and no bullshit. ChatGPT said, oh, my bad. Rewrote it. So now I'm like, Savannah, are you at work telling me like, who the fuck is the AI? Like,
that nigga on lunch, bro. That nigga on lunch.
This motherfucker is the AI. Oh, and I call my ChatGPT Savannah. Because I like to tell people, like, oh, I just asked Savannah.
Do you, Savannah. Which one do you have? Do you do the subscription one?
$20? I just told you I don't pay for that thing.
That's why. So, when they upgrade
it.
Wait a minute.
I'm just telling you again. Yeah, so when they upgraded, the bottom ones, they don't have the capability to do so much. So the newer ones, you can search it.
Are you telling me that the original version of ChatGPT don't know that it's 52 weeks in a year?
It went out.
It's stupid.
It went out.
You do realize it's running on you. This is also something I learned this about Wikipedia. It's running on user-generated information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah. There's
literally an idiot in the world that somewhere, somehow, put somewhere on something that is 54 weeks in a year.
And
like, ChatGPT accidentally regurgitated that back to me. Like, bro, don't believe everything these people be telling you, Savannah. Stupid. I'm paying for that upgrade, though, for what? The kind of stuff I be asking ChatGPT to do?
It can create logos. It can create PDF files, contracts. I do all kinds of stuff.
But I'm going to tell you the honestly, the reason I'm not paying for the upgrade.
Some fake,
when I was just in culinary school, our teacher would, any written assignment he would give us, the first part of class, he would piracy scan your shit. He'd be like, turn your work in. And then he'll literally take a picture of it with his phone.
That's AI to do that.
And he'll
get
put
over
that shit right on the board and like piracy scan your shit real fast.
It's an AI to.
So after like the first couple of weeks, we was like, we gotta start using ChatGPT. See, like, we gotta start getting the ChatGPT info and then like writing ourselves. Like, you have got to stop copying and pasting straight for ChatGPT.
It's another AI that does that for, what is it called? Plagiarism.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another one that look through it and then take all of them out and correct it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm so
deep there's into an AI for
shit.
The AI.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah,
really. Not AI for AI.
Yeah.
I love it.
If there was any automated creation that you could create, that you could invent, anything in the world, that would help your business run smoother, what would you create?
I really would want to make AI my assistant. Like, I want them to make cold calls, actually innovate emails.
Call them?
They can do all that.
No, you can't, though.
I have to see you.
Listen to me. You can
do that.
Trust me, I know.
I want them to book
the appointments. You can dub your voice.
I want them to do everything.
You can dub your voice. You can have it. You can train it to do Q&A. Once you get a Q&A, you can collect the email, and then the email will generate through it, and it'll spit out another email. I mean, send the email. It's a way to do that.
Yeah, he showed me an AI that that can do your voice.
Yeah, you could dub
the one you're telling about. So, like, if you wanted to create Faceless Podcast, but like make it personal, then you would feed all the stuff to AI, and then the AI would have you say a couple of different words and sentences so that it could develop your vocal pattern, and then it would talk back to you in your voice.
Most people that are making cold calls, how often do your phone ring and it's somebody you don't know?
Often.
Exactly. All those calls are AI generated now, like they all bot calls.
Right.
So you got to be careful about how you, when you answer the phone, don't continue to talk because then they're doubling
your voice. They literally sit there and listen to me. I know.
Yeah.
So what's
we be listening to each other?
That's a few different ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I got offered the software, but when I saw the price, I was like, I don't know.
See, you like me, it started making me wonder, can I just send that? Can I just
I went to a whole
pre-type this shit and then save it?
Yeah, they if you're not up on the AI wave, you kind of like sleep, because it's really out here making a lot of people real money. So, but you got to understand it, and you got to have the right business. Right here.
He is up on it. I'm into it, but he could be up on some awesome heavy, heavy, fly shit.
Yeah, but I charge that.
But no, I was asking more in the lines of like in your hands-on part of your business, like in the actual field.
No, you like did you know why? I already seen videos of like I've seen like robots cleaning teeth. You know?
For real?
Oh yeah.
I would be so scared the robot.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that. So that's why I was like, I'd rather be there like a real person, human. You know, compassion.
There we go, America. One more job the AI can't take.
They can't take it.
The robot can't take it.
The post office, y'all can have that. The dental office, you can't have it. So
that makes sense, too, because even a real dentist can fuck you up real bad if they're not careful, right? I've heard of people that get their jaw broke by the dentist, or a dentist accidentally breaks a whole tooth that didn't even have nothing to do with your service that
day.
They
actually fix other teeth.
You told me to hand that to you.
Yeah, thank you. They actually be in there like,
you're like, thanks, assistant.
That don't need to be fixed.
They don't need to be fixed.
Okay, before we open up that gift, I got one more question. This question is coming from my cousin. I can feel her in my head saying, girl, why the fuck is this? So I'm going to ask you. When you get teeth removed, what is the whole thing about putting bone back in there?
The bone graft?
Oh, the cadaver.
So when she recently went to the dentist and got like some teeth pulled, but she was having a hard time getting the service done because like three different dentists she was going to were hell bent on adding bone. And then she kept on saying like, it's a wisdom tooth. It's in the back of my mouth. Why the fuck are you putting bone in there? I'm never getting an implant. I'm not putting nothing back there. Like,
okay.
So it took her a minute to find a dentist that wasn't trying to like find a free $550 for some bone that I don't want. And so I'm wondering, is that something that she probably needed, or is they running out of
time? If they recommend bone graft, then she needs it. Because what happens is when you get older, your jaw is losing. Yeah, so they're trying to build it up for you so they, when they put the implant or whatever in there, it's going to stay in there longer. There's no point in putting a tooth in there if it's not going to stay in there.
No, but she's not putting a tooth in. She was just getting the tooth extracted.
Well, whatever. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day,
once they pull it, it's going to be all,
put something in there.
It's going to be like a, it's going to be an empty
teeth
space.
Exactly. So they're trying to already even put that graft already in there, the bone, so it can build, be strong, and they can put something else in there.
See, I can't even tell you what the dentist did for me because, like I told you, I had COVID and I was high as fuck.
He probably put it one in there for sure.
I wouldn't know, and that's another thing about me. I had to trust the dentist because I get put to sleep. No, the dentist did not know I had COVID, but I definitely, my mouth was hurting so bad.
Yeah.
Oh baby, we all getting 2 weeks off when I leave here. And they called me like 4 days later and was like, Miss King, I just want to know, we have to reschedule your follow up appointment. We end up with an outbreak
in the office. Fuck me up.
And I literally was just thinking to myself, like, damn, that outbreak was me, but bitch, my mom.
Oh my God.
Killing me. My mom was.
Oh my God.
I feel bad for admitting that on TV, but. Sorry, guys.
It's a lot of people that did it.
I just didn't know what else to do. Like, how am I supposed to have COVID and have a toothache? Yeah. Like, have you ever had a toothache?
Yeah. I
lay down in front of my car and put the.
You never had one?
No, that's what I'm saying. I've been to the dentist since.
She's been to the dentist since she was in sixth grade.
That's why I appreciate my family, because I didn't have to go through none of that, you know? So when I see people come in the office and they're in pain, I'm like, oh.
I wonder what made your daddy start taking care of his teeth.
My daddy's edentulous. He has no teeth. None. He's been smoking cigarettes before I was born.
He's just a gummy.
He used to throw his cigarettes in the toilet. Gummy. Bless him.
Yeah, I don't let my mom smoke cigarettes around me. Like, girl.
He still smokes.
Don't take in and smoke somebody else out.
And we just lost my grandfather to cancer from smoking. Yes, and he's still smoking.
So, oh, my goodness. So,
if you're watching this, stop smoking.
Are there any real enamel reversals?
That's a good one. For sure.
There is, but you got to catch it early. You know, you can't wait till the last minute.
How do you know? What are some signs that are like tell-all signs of like poor enamel degrading, like, you know, like your teeth are going to be in really poor condition if you don't do something right now. What are some telltale signs?
The gums, they deteriorate, you know. That's why they're asking, it's your sister, right? That's why they're telling her to get a bone graft, because she doesn't have enough gums and the gum health. Because you got to have good gum health. That's why they do the measurements and stuff when you come in, because you got to have good gums and teeth.
Okay, speaking of measurements and gum health, I hate to keep on jumping through so many topics, but
that's what we're here for.
The last time I went and got a whitening, the lady wanted to file my teeth, and she wanted to trim my gum line. Okay. And I let her file my teeth, but I did not let her trim my gum line, because my thing is this. Do gums grow back? No, right?
No.
So if you keep trimming my gum, my whole front of my mouth is going to just be a big ass tooth.
It's built hill, but it's not going to grow back like the way that it was. That's why they have
like, imagine. Teeth.
And I'm sorry. You probably want to file your teeth apart because you're biting.
But I'm
a vicious animal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I literally was at work today, ripping something off my teeth, and I'm
like, what is she trying to file?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I know why she's falling, because, girl, let me not be able to open it, girl. My first instinct would be like, she'd be like, Shane.
She'd be like, model.
It's like my first instinct. Like, I be jacking the bottom of my teeth up, because I will literally be like,
get you ice?
No, I never got too deep into the ice thing. I do like ice, but I like soft ice. I come from ice chewers, though.
No.
I do come from ice, so I hope I never develop an addiction.
Microscopic hairs are not your friend.
Glass is sharp, because ice is sharp.
That's why people get like toothaches, because they'd be like, oh my God, my tooth just literally just cracked off like right here. And it's like, what you been chewing on, you know?
This conversation getting painful, right?
Yeah. So that's
all. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So in the reality of it, should I let them cut my gum line? Like, does that do anything? Because I feel like she was trying to sell me my teeth looking straighter. I feel like she was trying to say, like, one tooth look bigger than the other tooth. Yeah. And if you cut the gums on both of the teeth, they'll just both look like big
aesthetic.
Teeth.
That's what it is. She's just trying to make it.
Such out. You see how big this top lip is?
Yeah.
You can't even see my gums. No, you can't cut them. You can file them. That's it.
Yeah. That's what it is. They all make it look better. But if they're trying to file it, I would do that.
Yeah, I would get them filed, but...
We ain't filing my
shit. JM, don't do that.
I'm sorry.
You haven't been in L.A. long enough, but look at this. Wow. I really be saying, I don't know how we got over 1 million downloads. I really just be saying, our team is trash talking about people and just be praying to God they never see the episode. Joe Moses, his teeth are so little. His teeth are tiny.
Chickies?
He has little tiny teeth. And it makes me wonder, does he have too much gums? Or did he
keep
his teeth out? No, I think he has nice teeth. But when I looked closer, I'm like, he has some little ass teeth. So it makes me wonder, is this like constantly going to the dentist and they're like,
no,
we should file him. We should file him. It's like, no, you ain't got no goddamn teeth.
That's all a high, like, genetics. That has nothing to do with
soft nipple juice is too long.
You want to get back now. Yeah.
One thing about it, I do ask you guys this, though. I do ask you, did you ever have silver caps?
Yeah.
If you had silver caps, that mean you don't like the least.
I always had kind of good teeth.
I had spacers. Braces, none of that. The most I had was spacers, the thing that go in the back of your teeth to push them out.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it didn't work because I forget.
I had everything. So.
I never got braces.
I had everything.
I never
had kids thing. I mean,
I had the headset.
For real?
Oh, my God. Remember Cow and Chicken? That was me.
So I got another question. Well, damn it, goddamn
it. She's the cutest human. That was me.
It was.
I don't even know what Cow and Chicken is, though. Like.
Really?
Go look at that. That means y'all probably be too young to be getting drunk and watching us get drunk. Probably ain't even old enough to have a good cocktail. You probably drinking a beatbox.
Oh, wait.
Go look up Cow and Chicken.
Don't drink no beatboxes. So, your business, of course, for people who might want to get into your business, like, what would you recommend them do first?
I recommend them being a dental assistant first.
Okay.
So they know in and outs about dentistry.
I love that you said that.
Yeah, not just teeth whitening. Because that's how I fell in love with it. I learned everything first, and then I kind of like pick and choose which direction I wanted to go in.
Got you.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Step that shit up.
So the physical education is important.
Correct.
Because remember I was telling you about the TikTok dentists.
Correct.
They got so many TikTok dentists. What?
I know.
They are going down. They going down. Because these people is getting fed up. You know, they out here putting implants in people's mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard about
they cap in people's mouth. They're putting, like, the little white teeth cap thingies. Do you do that?
Oh, crap.
Veneers. Oh, yeah. That's what
they falling off, too.
Yeah. Why do I never not know the word, the name?
My homegirl had one, and she dropped it. She got broke, and then she had to go get another one.
That's why I said I don't like implants. That's why I said that earlier.
Mm-hmm. They're getting the
right there.
We you know, we me and you both know this person, but I ain't gonna throw their name out there.
I don't know, nobody knows that's some fucked up shit going on.
I mean, I don't think it's fucked up. I feel like they're helping a small niche of people who, like, mm-hmm. apparently don't trust dentists but trust people who do dental care in their living room. So weird. How do you feel about the people who are tightening braces at home? Like, they're going to in-home services to get their braces taken care of.
With
she's snitching on people right now.
I ain't dropped my name, but we both know somebody. And when we cut the show, I'm going to remind you who it is. And you're going to be like, see them doing that. You're going to fall out laughing to yourself, too.
That's crazy.
Because the person be doing a lot of different stuff. And then, like, one day I got online and they was tightening braces. And I was like, you do braces? And
he's like, they don't.
Exactly. Like, no, you don't. You just really got, like, power tools in people's mouth. Like, you just under your sink.
That's crazy.
With your Ryobi kit.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker walking up to me with a Milwaukee bag. Like, let me see.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker pulled up to my house with a D-Walk kit. Like, what the fuck is that for?
911.
What the fuck you about to do with that?
She's at 911. What'd you
call? And call the board, too.
Yeah, you do.
So what you got right here?
Were you ever tempted?
I brought you a little self-care kit.
He's at my TV yellow, y'all.
I want you to open it, too.
Open it. Yeah. Hand it to him so he can unwrap it.
So what's this?
This is my new Related Beauty teeth whitening pen with a new formula. It's not hydrogen peroxide, but it is PAP+. So it's more effective and it's more enamel friendly. You use that in the morning and at night. I'm on set a lot, so I'm constantly using it on set in between takes, or, you know, I'm constantly whitening. So I think you should use this just till you get in the office and get your teeth whitened. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay, good. Like, and that's for you too. You know, you bring that with you.
Oh, yeah, your flyer.
Yeah, isn't it cute?
Y'all know where to go. Oh, right here.
Beverly. Villetti.
Oh, I like it.
Isn't it cute? I was going to put my face on there.
Oh, I was saying, period. You should. You should. Your team was really nice.
On there, but I was like, let me put me on there.
You had an AI lady on here?
I did.
That's so funny. I'm glad you took her off.
Yeah.
Because the further you, I would have been looking too hard, and I'm like,
that's not you, girl.
No, I would have been looking too hard. And I'd be like, you know, she had an extra ear behind her ear. I always see the F ups with the AI here.
Man.
I always see them. I would have been looking at her like, I think she had too many teeth, friend.
No.
Like, I think
no,
she had 93. So,
yeah.
And you look beautiful.
Journaling. Okay. So, I brought you, I went to a meeting and they gave out a whole bunch of journals. So I wanted to bring you one. Yeah.
Thank you. I don't want to be going on the journal.
But you're going to start now, though.
I hear you.
Yeah. Enjoy. It's so cute.
I do need to start writing
stuff. Do you daily journal?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you do it for first in the morning?
Yeah. When I wake up in the morning, after I do my little walk.
I like the paper in here. This is dope.
Yes. And then that paper was actually made out of a mountain.
Wait, what?
Yes. It's all in here. You got to read it. I went to a 10X meeting and...
Oh, 10X?
Yes.
Okay.
So they actually gave me this
journal.
Shout out
to Jay Cordon.
Exactly. I took like 5 of them. So I was like, this would be a nice gift for you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That is really nice. That's
yeah.
Cute. Should I want a CD? Should I want a CD?
So read the little card and they'll tell you everything about it. And that's
dope. Yeah. A 10X meeting? Yeah. What made you go to that? Like, what was the...
you know, I'm trying to be more business savvy. Gotcha. So. You know, I was there, and, you know, I'm trying to be in the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So that's where the meeting was in Beverly.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. He a boss.
Yeah.
He do crazy shit. Yeah, he do crazy shit.
Yeah, I love it.
That's so dope.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah. I got one. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep one, and I'm going to get the other.
Yeah, I'm actually, okay. I'll start writing in that thing.
When I be back, I'm going to ask you. You've been journaling.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Mm-mm.
You think it's a game. I'm going to call you, champ.
Call me. I'll follow up. I'll figure out if he's been journaling.
Make sure he uses his pen, too, because I'm going to know if he's not.
Oh, no, I'm going to see what's up with this.
Yeah.
You know,
one thing I will say about Seaford, he is very big on self-care, and he's very into himself. So he's going to make sure he look good.
Perfect.
I ain't been seeing my nails for a minute.
I love that.
That's dope.
I like this.
So for people who don't know where to find you at, so they can go ahead and get their subscription.
Yes.
Tell them where to go. Like,
go to VerlettiBeauty.com.
Spell it for
me. Subscribe. V-E-R.
You know, some people can't
spell it. TTIBeauty.com. Get all your oral beauty needs. If you need your teeth whitened, meet me in Beverly Hills or right off Cannon Road. Call me. I'll be there waiting. Thank you.
It's dope.
Yeah.
Do you have IG?
I do. IG, same thing. At Verletti Beauty. Everything's at Verletti Beauty. So you'll find me. You'll see me.
Was that your original business name?
No, it was not. I originally was Verletti Minks. I used to have a cosmetic line, so I sold lashes.
So you're a serial entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You're a fucking Virgo.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to stop saying serial entrepreneur. Calling us, you're a Virgo.
Yeah, yeah.
You are a Gemini. You're a Virgo.
Like, oh, you're Virgo stuff.
You do Virgo stuff.
Yeah, so now we're a whole oral beauty brand.
That's dope.
And have you stepped away from beauty care altogether, or do you still have an interest in it?
As far as, like, makeup?
Well, you said mink, so I'm assuming lashes.
Yes.
You said beauty care lines, so I'm assuming all the things.
So, like, lip gloss. Yeah, I stepped away from it.
Yeah.
I mean, I still use it myself.
You know what I was going to ask you? I was literally going to ask you, do you use a lip scrub? You know, yes. Like, really nicely colored.
I'm always exfoliating.
Okay.
I don't do none of that shit. Yeah,
I think you should add your lip scrub to your line.
Bring it back, right?
If nothing else, your lips are
pretty
all with the mouth. Yeah, and it's all with the mouth. And, like, what doesn't compliment a fresh mouth but a nice lip scrub?
That's how
you should.
It's the FDA approved. No, just playing.
It don't gotta be. It's America. It's America. As long as she don't claim that nothing about it is better than nobody
freaking out, we good.
It's nice that even though I actually all compliments together, you're already very beautiful. So I'm just like, I know they're going to come back and be wanting to mind all your business. So I'm like, let me figure out how much more of her business I can mind for y'all real quick.
You'll get it for free.
Don't worry. I told you we're going to pass the bill over there.
Yes.
Hell no. I'm going to start. Never mind. Y'all already know where to find us at. OpenBarPodcast.com, OpenBarPodcast_. Of course, make sure y'all go to webbar.events, and check out the Big Bite. And we going with the Big Bite still?
Yes, we're going with Big Bites. Big it's bite. Official. My food catering company is called Big Bites. Because ain't nothing small over here.
Go for it.
And why take a small bite when you can take a big one?
Make sure you whiten when you bite.
Well, I like that.
That sounded like a slur.
I love it.
Hear me. Get your tooth right while you're bagging
I'm
that
I'm telling
bite.
You.
I like that.
That's
all
it
is.
She's
going to walk up like, you got a little something right there.
Man, put this
interested
pool.
In the whitening pen?
I got some floss.
You know how many crazy-ass commercials just popped in my head, like eating salads, and then you got like a big-ass piece of lettuce in your
have
mouth.
Have you done like any little commercial things or anything?
We're actually working on it right now.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's literally
so cute. Make sure you put it on like a random infomercial channel so I can see it at 3 a.m. I feel like that's what people be spending money. I'm like, we need to take marketing back.
Transfer money.
Back to the 3 a.m. hours.
Right.
Where people couldn't help but to accidentally buy shit that surprised them in 2 weeks. Like, you know, I feel like everything is so now and now. Like, I just get on Amazon, get it in 4 hours.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's going to do it better.
Yeah. Period.
Oh, you should put your products on Amazon, too.
Mm-hmm. In the worst.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Amazon.
Boom.
On Amazon.
And TikTok shop.
Yeah, I'm on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Beauty. TikTok.
I'll make sure I follow you on TikTok, too.
You're going to get all my phone. Really?
Boom.
I make sure when I do come and get my whitening, I'm going to go live. Because I'll be making everybody laugh if I can't, like, talk and stuff.
Good.
But I'm definitely still trying to explain the entire process I'm going through.
Right, so with the mouth.
You'll be putting the mouth jack in my mouth like, yeah, she got to start talking.
The mouth jack.
She got to start talking. She acting like a crest head.
She acting like a crest head.
Not that's funny. You should start. You should create a T-shirt, absolutely. Not a crest head.
Right.
Just not a crest head. They gonna be like, no hello today. Shop Burlett Beauty. Oh, that's the one. No hello.
Motherfucking infomercials.
I love it.
The creativity be flowing.
Virgo energy.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. I'm glad I got to meet you.
Same. Thank you so much for having me.
For sure. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Shout out to Trevor for, you know.
Starting our shot, we all down?
Yeah.
Crazy. You guys, we have had several variations of alcohol today. Yeah. I haven't done this in a long time. Made us drink mixed liquors.
The thing, you pouring them small. Yeah, so we doing good.
You know why I'm pouring them small? Because these is real liquors, y'all.
I'm
we don't be on this show fake drinking.
Nah.
Somebody asked me, do the drinks be real? What? I said, you can do the bottles be real? I said, you must ain't ever watched an FY episode. We in mid-episode and the bottle go empty. Right. The whole show get quiet because I am back here vigorously trying to find some liquor. Like, what are we going to drink? Like, it's yummy. We love it. I'm gonna put all these right here so that he doesn't lose them.
That's for you, sir.
And do you have a toast that you want to share with us?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I want a toast. Thank you guys for having me. I'm so happy to be here. And this is for Riletti.
Cool.
Riletti.
I'm not doing that.
Riletti, lady, shout out.
It made me not want to participate. Mm.
Thank you so much.
It's better than that one.
He like, she snuck that whole other tequila and you forgot that pass, huh?
Mm-mm.
Surprise.
Thank you.
Boom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, you bow.
Dance party, break it down.
Sorry, recording buddy.
Sorry.
And we done. The bottom one.
El Baños.
Conversation never on the block.
Meet me by the bar. Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars.
Meet me.